morning, everyone, and welcome to Universal Energy Radio, the lowest effect. This is Anna.
And this is Liz. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Oh, my God. For those of you that choose to celebrate, have to celebrate, don't have a choice but to celebrate, whatever, any wherever you are in the world, we decided to do this show an hour and a half later than usual because it's Christmas Eve, and why not? So that's a refreshing change of pace. We do the shows on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8:30 a.m. because pretty much technically every
why
day,
not?
especially for us too, why not? But also too, it's technically a work day. So I find it's helpful. I find it's helpful to schedule it during that time. It's kind of in the middle for all different sort of time zones, but also for selfish reasons, I think it's a wonderful way to start the day. Whether it's a conversation between co-hosts or we're helping a caller out with the reading, it's very grounding, and I'm grateful. And on a day where the energy in the world is particularly tender, and I guess being hypersensitive and being empathetic, and how could not hypersensitive, empathetic people, I mean, we're the ones who talk to the dead people, so we get it. We're sort of predisposed and wired. So it's lovely that this is kind of a global forced coming together and celebration, and very celebratory, but to give space and honor to those who I'm feeling the tenderness, and I do every year, regardless of whatever the holiday may be. And it's a tender time, so I want to hold space for those of us. It's a tender time for me. I'm not a big fan of holidays. I would rather just on a random Tuesday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon give somebody a present, surprise them, just because. But in the same way that we need traffic lights and elevators and modes of transportation, we kind of some people would never see each other if we didn't have this infrastructure in place. And people like it, and good for them, you know. So we have to honor all of it.
I mean, I was just talking about this last night. I grew up without holidays.
You know what, Anna, I have to tell you, I know you're on your earbuds. You do sound to me a little bit far away. I'm just hearing it now through my...
Do I?
Just a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, these are new, so we're trying some different things out because next year, surprise, surprise, I'm teaching a podcast class, and I'm trying different products out.
You're teaching the class where?
I'll be teaching one in Atlanta. I'm going to change these out.
Change, because it's hard to understand what you're saying. Yeah, change, because I want to hear what you're saying. Okay.
Okay. Great. Give me a second.
This is important information, and I don't want to lose the information. So, anyway, while she's switching up, she'll be back in 3 seconds, switching up the technology, because she is a whiz. And while she's doing that, I just want to shout out. I heard the inaugural show, I guess it was Monday night, I don't remember, called Bless the Mess. And you and your co-host, her first name starts with an A, I want to say.
Anita.
You and your
is
co-host.
Is better?
Yes. Much, 100% better. Yes, 100%. Thank
that's
you.
Okay.
So I just want to say this, and then I want to hear what class you're teaching, because it was very muffled. But I was just acknowledging congratulations and shout-out to Bless the Mess, which was that Monday night? Was it?
Sunday. We're going to be doing, I think we're going to do another Sunday show.
Sunday?
I don't know
okay,
if that's
great.
Going to be our permanent day, but Sunday's around, I think, 6 o'clock is what we've chosen. I'm going to confirm with that, her.
Okay.
So we do it again. So,
guys,
yeah.
Look out for it. I heard the first show as a replay, And nice energy between Anna and Anita, and really nice dual energy in terms of the readings that were given. And I loved how Anita did her readings with her, I think it was an Archangel deck of cards that she was using, I'm not sure. But just those two women as bookends and having great conversation, I really enjoyed it as an audience member. So, yeah, keep up the good work. It was a good show, so I recommend it. If you guys can't listen to, you know, you can listen at night when they go on. So I'm sure Anna will be posting. But, yeah, so
yeah,
you
I'll
were saying, but I couldn't
stuff,
understand.
Yeah.
So you got the earbuds. You're going to be teaching what, where?
I'm going to be teaching one of the classes I'm teaching next year will be how to podcast. We'll be doing some podcast classes and stuff. Yeah.
Where's that going to take place?
I mean, I thought about doing, well, it's going to be in Atlanta, in Roswell, Georgia, at Harmony Place Spiritual Center. I'm focusing on spiritual entrepreneurs, people who want to, you know, take their gifts and figure out how to get them out into the world. So we'll be doing some marketing classes, podcast classes and things like that. I may do something online, too. I think it'll be exciting. I need to get it. I love being connected with people in a room, so that's a big deal for me. So
sure.
I want to start there first before I go online. But we've got several people listening in. Love it. Want to acknowledge Amish comedian, Raven Spirit, Aloha Jay, and chat. Good morning, folks. And then the phone lines are lit up here, so we do have folks raising their hands.
Let's do some readings. Come on. Is Chris there?
We can do some readings. Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, happy holidays, everybody. Now that I'm unmuffled. Yeah, okay.
Okay, now that you're not muffled.
Area code 519, you're on the air with the Lois Effect.
Hi, it's Jennifer. Felicia,
Jennifer, girl, it's been a, listen, the last time we spoke to you, the show was a different name.
Well, no, I think it just turned to Lois.
Oh, we just turned to Lois? Okay, great. Well, it was a while ago. So,
yes, it was.
Yeah, so great. What's going on? How can we help today?
Oh, I would like a card reading. I'll give you a little bit about what it's about. I was in Brooklyn, and I ended up sitting beside a couple of writers at a bar, and I went, how much more of a sign do you need? So I bought some stuff, and I started doing some writing. Mm. So I'd like to see a card regarding that.
Girl, what were you doing in Brooklyn? Where do you live?
I live in Canada.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, I promised my son for 5 years I'd take him to New York City. So finally, 5 years later, my friend's daughter was having her quinceañera. So we went to that.
Girl, yep. We know how to party, don't we?
Oh, yeah, they had the band and everything.
You know, listen, we start at 8 o'clock at night. We end at 8 o'clock in the morning. Good for you. Yeah, so
yep.
You were, honey, you were in New York. You were in my little hometown. You were in New York City. That's great. Did you like it?
I liked it.
I can't understand. Either. I know. It's
I
crazy.
I like Brooklyn. I thought Brooklyn was a little bit more down to earth and less
all right,
busy.
Well, okay. Well, I'm a Latin from Manhattan, so you can have your Brooklyn. That's fine. No, I'm just kidding. I love. No, listen. Listen. Yes,
yep.
Brooklyn is a totally different vibe. But if you were, and Anna, I think, could attest to this, if you were up with a local in Manhattan,
mm-hmm.
then you would see how it really is. But if it's just sort of like the New York, like in the movies and the postcards, I don't like that New York either. Like when friends come in from out of town and they want to go to Times Square, I go, no. So I understand completely. And I'm just teasing. So it makes perfect sense. It's not, listen, people either gravitate and have to move here, or they like to visit and that's it. And most people just like to visit, and I don't blame them. I would be one of those people if I wasn't, you know, born here. But I'm pulling up the deck now. So let's see what happens. And what I would also wipe the slate clean and take a deep breath, close your eyes. You're going to hear the music, you know, the routine.
Yeah.
And then say pick, but keep your eyes closed. When you say pick, open your eyes, okay?
Okay.
But have the slate clean, because we don't know what message you're picking, even though we want to talk about this experience and the writers and all of that, but let's see what happens. But, you know, I'll have to tell you, when Anna said we had a call, I felt like, okay, there might be something from the other side for the first caller, and that's not a random thing. That's an energy thing.
Mm-hmm.
So sit with that, too, because I don't know if there's some energy from the other side circulating with you also. But let's start with your message, and we'll see how this opens up. All right? So I'm ready when you guys are. Okay. Interesting. Okay, so the number associated with this message is 158. Here's your message that you picked. The stillness of rest is where many interdimensional activations occur. Process your dreams and learn who you truly are becoming. I think this ties in directly to, girl, get into that consciousness to write. That's very much connected to that process. I also feel that although you might want to do things on the phone, computer, iPad, or whatever, I think if you can get some sort of, it could be a notebook from the dollar store, or it could be a leather-bound journal. It doesn't. She's laughing because she did that already. Yes, she did. Thank you. Hello. This is why people call the show. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. And it's dedicated. Okay. Have you, and I ask because there's a little exercise that I'd like you to do, but it's neither here nor there. Have you broken ground with any of the things that you have purchased? Like, have you written anything in any of the books or notebooks or whatever that you have you purchased?
I was told to pick up 7 pens.
Oh.
And seven or eight pens, a spiral notebook with sections in three,
mm-hmm.
and I did start writing. I've written the preface, and I started on the first section. So I was guided to handwrite it.
I'm confirming that. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And the only spiral notebook left that I wanted was purple, which is my favorite color.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. So what I would do, because it is a spiral notebook, on the inside cover, where there's no writing on there, without it being as if you were energetically regarding yourself like a 6 or 7 year old child. Okay, so very loving. Very compassionate. I would leave this list to between 6 and 10 little bullet points. Gentle goals. And they could be anything. It doesn't have to all be with the writing. But gentle goals. That simple act, and I know Anna would definitely concur with this, the success rate is exponential when people do that. That's actually something that I'm going to be focusing on. I like this twilight time, like after Christmas, before New Year's, when there's like that little air pocket of you could just get like stuff done, you know, and you want to finish strong at the start of a new decade. So that it's a great time to sort of lay low, but be very proactive and productive, so that you feel like you ended the year strong and you're starting the year strong. So it's not resolutions, because that's a binding, but just gentle goals. It could be for anything. It could be find, you know, eating food that's of higher vibrance, or adding food of higher vibrance, instead of, oh, I'm going to go on a diet. No, I'm going to add higher vibrancy foods. So do you see how it's inclusive, not restrictive?
Yes.
So things like that. So, yes, and of course, include the writing, but keep the list to no more than 10. It doesn't have to be the minutiae and the detail. We don't want to micromanage. And I'm getting, and I don't know this about you at all, energetically, internally you might have that tendency to micromanage yourself a little bit. I don't know, but just take a step, like give yourself breathing room. So that's great that you were sort of guided to get the particular notebook. The color was like assigned to you. It's a very sacred color, the sections. I mean, girl, you're doing it. It's not like we're starting at square one. What I would say, and you could do this this could land any place that you'd like, is, have you done an outline? You need to do an outline.
Yeah. Well, it's in my head. I just didn't write it.
Okay, you got to put it down, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I got that you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I don't know you from anything. I'm just the chick on the show. So do an outline, because that it's like the foundation of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Do not neglect that. So that's
okay.
Great
that,
that you start
sense, yeah.
Leave what you did. All that stuff is great. You can go back to it. Good writing is about rewriting. Don't edit yourself as you go along.
Mm-hmm.
Do not edit your that. Maybe that's a little micromanaging part of picking up on you. I don't know.
No. I had the same vibe myself. Handwrite the whole thing out. When it's time to type it out, that's when you'll do your editing.
Correct. And then you'll get somebody else that you trust to look at it. But this is a whole process. But so you're going to do your goals, which your gentle goals, no more than 10 bullet points, which can be everything, inclusive of everything. And if you want to, even if it's on a legal pad, it could be separate from your book. It doesn't matter. Or even on the computer, it doesn't matter. But print it out so that you, or handwrite it or print it out so that you can refer to it. It's going to help you. So you figure out your, you have your preface, your introduction, whatever it is, and then everything that you want to talk about gets a chapter. Gets a chapter. So those chapter titles can be refined, and then you do a little summary of what you want to talk about, because that's the only way you're going to find out how long your book's going to be.
Yeah.
But you need the structure. You need the structure.
Mm-hmm.
But to answer your question, also, you know, your message was very clear about the stillness of rest, and so much happens when we are in repose to get downloads and all those things. Now it says process your dreams and learn who you are truly becoming. So I think there's something literal in this message also too. Do you remember your dreams?
A lot of the time, I do.
There you go. So pay attention, since this message came through, and it could be in a dedicated, different notebook, of what your dreams are trying to tell you, because that's your subconscious, and your subconscious is writing the book, not you.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
It totally makes sense.
Okay, so you want to honor the structure, the infrastructure, because we're on this physical plane, but the symbols and the energy and what you want to talk about, and some of the creative aspects of how those things are going to be expressed, you could have the most brilliant material, but if it's not engaging, you're not going to have anybody who's going to care to read it.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
So instead of trying to be entertaining or whatever, it's be yourself, but be open to the messages that's coming forth through your dreams.
Oh, okay. I will.
Because so just claim and make that commitment that I am in collaboration with Spirit, and that's for any endeavor that we do, whether it's writing a book, teaching a class, having a lover, doing whatever. We are. I just felt like saying that because a lover. We just want to be in creative collaboration. And who are we to be so arrogant to think it's just us? And what a blessing, because it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
We're never alone.
Sorry?
We're never alone.
We're never alone. So I'm going to pass this over to Anna to get her take on all of this and the message, the number sequence of the message. But, yeah, you're good. Just don't micromanage yourself. That's the main thing.
All right.
All right, girl.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk about these numbers, the 158. That one is what you've been talking about. I mean, everything you've said, I mean, it's the numbers. So, of course, numbers don't lie, right? So it's self-empowerment, self-reliance, self-motivation, and it's also the number of new beginnings. So this is something that maybe you've been kind of putting off or maybe kind of been in the back burner, but it's like, kind of like with a lot of us, we've been doing other things. I don't necessarily mean we're getting distracted, but we kind of do. But that purpose, that divine purpose, our soul's purpose, that which we are here to do, finally keeps tapping us on the shoulder, and we've got to move forward. And that five is about freedom. It's freedom through change, freedom through adaptation, freedom through motivation, freedom through spontaneity, versatility, and you kept saying breathing room, Liz, breathing room, and that's that five. That five is give yourself space, and like you said, don't micromanage. Give yourself space to allow this to kind of swirl around you and do the work, because that's what the divine does, right? So, and of course, the eight is the result of this, which is abundance. It's wealth, abundance and self-confidence, abundance in your own personal authority. So knowing all those things, of course, I put all those, I do add them up. I didn't feel a strong pull to add them up, but I did anyway. And of course, it's a five. It's a 1, 4, 5, which again reinforces the one, which is all about self, you know, all the stuff. It's self. But that self is self with the self. Uppercase S, S-E-L-F, source, universe, God, divine, whatever name you put on that, with the self, our human self, S-E, lowercase, S-E-L-F. So when we understand that, it is the self with the self, and knowing that we have all within us to move us to the next, wherever. I don't want to say level. It's not about leveling up or anything. It's just about being that in which you came to be. And I'm talking to you, Jennifer, but I'm also talking to me. I'm talking to Liz. I'm talking to a lot of people out here who are listening, because we have been doing other things in our life. It's great. We've learned a lot. We've experienced a lot, but now it's time to be that in which we truly came here to be. So yeah. I believe that's what these numbers indicate, and it sounds like, too, you're kind of along with others. So, you know, on the back of your head, it's like, go do that thing, and you're like, I'll do it later. Who am I to be doing that, you know? And then finally, like you said, you were sitting down at a bar, and you sat by two writers, and you were like, well, how much more pushing do I need, right? So
exactly.
The universe brings you exactly what you need to do the things. And it's just that trusting, you know, and I think all of us have that. We just want to trust that, you know, the universe has our back. And there have been so many times, I know for me, and perhaps you can do this too, like in your travels, and I don't know if you fly, you know, I don't know if you're flying when you travel or how you're going, but sometimes, like, when you're just trusting when you get on a plane, or you're trusting when you get in that car, you're trusting when you get on that train or that bus or whatever, that you're going to make it to that destination. That's a trust and a faith that you kind of, it's like innate. Yeah, I'm going to make it. I want to go from Canada to Brooklyn. I know I'm going to, you know, I've been there before. I'm going to do it again. So how many successes have you had in your life that you've trusted that, you know, you didn't really, you kind of had this idea of what you wanted, and there was this outcome, and boom, there it was. And something innately, for some reason, allows us to trust us getting in a car, getting in a vehicle, and going somewhere. But yet when it comes to who we're supposed to be, and how we're supposed to get there, we just kind of like, sometimes we kind of put it off, you know, no, I don't want to get in that. I don't want to, but, you know, it will keep getting nudged because that's what the divine universe is here to kind of push us in that direction. So I believe that, yeah, you got this. I mean,
yeah,
it's
all
of our signs, I think.
It's your time,
yeah,
girl,
it's your time.
And it's like, you can't
yeah.
put, and listen, you know you have no business putting anything off. Thank you.
Yeah.
Who are you talking to?
Well, thanks for coming back.
It's all, yeah, really.
Yeah,
thanks for coming back to remind us all to get it, you know, to get it going, you know. Do
and to
the,
pay
do
attention
the thing
to the
sign. Need to do.
Right, you're
yeah.
paying attention to the sign. And then just to circle back before we say goodbye, would it make sense if there was an influence from the other side kind of floating around this issue?
Okay, it's not this issue, but yesterday I had an appointment with my lawyer over child support once again. But I had my higher self talk to the lawyer's higher self the night before, and on the way to the lawyer's, I picked up a cough, and I looked down, and there was a dime, and I said, thank you. And the lawyer didn't charge me. He gave me a freebie. How often does that happen?
It doesn't. So you, yeah, so there was some
yeah.
assistance, but also know in the other realm, there's no like picking and choosing, meaning it's for everything. So pay attention to the sign. Well, listen, you got a sign at the bar. So I think the
mm-hmm.
whoever is helping you, like, hello, like it's across the board. It's the same
mm-hmm.
energy that helped you with the lawyers that kind of had you pay attention to the writers at the bar in Brooklyn.
Ah,
you follow what I'm
okay.
saying? Because I'm,
yeah,
it,
yeah.
Yeah, they're not going to parcel out. It's going to be exactly what you need, where you need it, how you need it, for wherever you need it.
Okay, and the dime to me was the sign from that spirit guiding it.
It's the other side. Whatever
yeah.
that means to you, okay? But I felt that right even before you said hello, like, okay, so I'm acknowledging that for you. So it's tied into everything, not just one thing or the other, but everything. All right, well, listen, give us an update, Stranger Danger, and good luck with everything.
Happy New Year, ladies. Thank
Happy
you very much.
Happy New Year. Merry
Thank you.
Christmas.
Thank you, Jennifer. Happy holidays.
Bye.
Yep.
Happy holidays.
Bye. All right. Well, our callers uncalled themselves. So if anybody is calling in and wants to get on, push one, and we'll get you on here. So, you know, patience, folks. Everybody's like, I want a reading, but I want it now.
Well, yeah, well, it was powerful, and it was applicable
was
for a lot of things. It's not just, oh, we don't play favorites on the show at all, but it's more like when we're talking to one, we're talking to all, including ourselves.
Yeah, that was
know?
A big message for me, for sure.
I know
yeah,
it was,
that
and
was
me
a
too.
Big message for me.
Yeah,
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 yeah.
It was great, actually. And this is a very, very tender time. So to process that with grace and joy, which isn't necessarily rainbows and unicorns, but to feel that, and then the strength coming that emanates from you through the other side, and to honor it, and then to put it behind you, because that's my whole thing. Put it behind
yeah.
you, then you know where it is. It's right there. Don't let it go, because that could smack you in the face one day. But if you put it behind you, it's not going to bite you in the back, because you put it there, and you own it, and you claim it, and it's there, and it's organized brilliantly, and that is your repository of experience and grace, and you can reach so many more people because that gives you the right to connect. That's
absolutely
it. Put
absolutely.
It behind you, and it's in your beautiful set of container store, you know, A-line whatever, or your Louis Vuitton trunks. You pick whatever, however you want to organize your experience, and you feel what you feel. I call it etheric food poisoning if it's really bad, or it's just let it, that you can't, you got to just, you can't force the process. You can't micromanage, as we said to Jennifer. We can't micromanage spirit or order spirit around. We can just be receptive and to know, okay, I can pass through this. Sometimes it's a spiritual kidney stone. Okay. Sometimes it's a scratch. That's okay. Feel it, put it behind you. If you can feel it, you can name it, you can heal it, you can claim it. Yes, amen. We're in church. Yes. Who knew? Can I get an amen?
That's true. Amen. How
amen.
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 No,
I need a man.
Hey now, hey.
No, I don't really, girl.
So how'd,
I'm already...
how'd your date go? How'd your date go, by the way? Did
it
you have the date, and how was the date?
It didn't happen, and it was perfectly fine. It didn't happen on his end. There were some scheduling things that it just would not have made sense. He would have had a very early morning today because some unexpected things had gone on with work-related stuff. And I'm like, and he was so sweet. He was so apologetic. I'm like, no, I understand. You know, we'll get together after Christmas, of course, which is fine. But I love my life, so I'm running about, and I get a text message from my friend Christopher. And Anna, you met my friend Christopher. He's a theater director, Lou's boyfriend, one of several of Lou's boyfriends, but that's another show.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
Christopher.
So anyway, honey, he had an extra ticket for a first preview for a Broadway show that's about to open. I was literally about to walk into the gym to take a class. He's like, I know this is last minute. I'm like, I'm there. So I literally went to the gym to turn around to go home and get myself dolled up. This was such an amazing play. It's called Grand Horizons. And James Cromwell, known for playing the farmer in the movie Babe, and he was also in 6 Feet Under, mm-hmm. and Jane Alexander and Michael Urie, who was he was really funny. He was like the Queenie receptionist in Ugly Betty. But these are all amazing theater people. This play was so damn good. And what I loved about it is that the two leads are pushing 80. And it's all about how the paradigm is shifting, and now we're giving voice to older people to no longer be dismissed or seen as invisible. And there are people with thoughts and words and passion and desires and to no longer feel dismissed or displaced. And it was funny, and there was queer culture inserted in there, and it was full of surprises. I said, what a Christmas present. It was great. So I'm kind of glad it all worked out. And at the end of the day, with this whole date situation, I only went on one date with this guy, and it was great. But the there's, you know, this communication. Because when people talk to each other, because, girl, I am so from, I'm like the girl that was raised by wolves and then, like, dropped into, dropped into, like, the social dating scene 100 years later. Like, I don't know from anything. So all of this communicating by text, which I love it, because it's very contained. You can get to know a person that way. I'm telling you, the flirting is real. I mean, he's going in. I'm like, okay. He's going in, which is adorable, and I'm not mad at that, and I'm flattered. And again, as a standalone, and that's the other thing. So you have your experiences behind you. You know where they are. You organize them brilliantly and beautifully. That's great. What's so great at this stage of the game, because I really don't ever want to be in a serious relationship with anybody ever again because I'm good. This girl just wants to have fun. I just want to have fun.
Yeah. So we were
so perfect.
We were talking about relationships, and the new experience, and I know for me and for a lot of people that I've had this conversation with, that is about being around people, whether you're dating them or not dating them or whatever. See, that's such a weird word to me.
I know. I don't get it, but it's true.
For me, it's about spiritual growth. It's about
exactly.
You know, Dr. Teresa would say, it's the EGE experience, the experience and growth experience. So it's either EGE or EGO. So that's kind of cool things that we kind of made up when I was in retreat. And
yes, you love her.
Hanging out with yeah, I do. And so and she wrote me, I will tell you, she wrote me this amazingly beautiful letter and emailed it to me. And I'm actually have a card and I have a gift for her. I have all this stuff I'm going to send her at some point. I've just been, of course, traveling still.
That's so beautiful.
I'm so
glad.
A little package I'm going to send her.
Makes me so happy when I put people together. I love that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just her connectivity. But she and I talked, and we talked about, we made up this thing. We were seriously making this up as we were, after our meditation, we had this conversation. It was like, it's either the EGE or the EGO. So you were either dealing with your expansion and growth experience, or you're dealing with your ego. It's one or the other.
Oh, I love that.
Or the old paradigm of dating, we dealt with our egos. Wouldn't you say we dealt with, how cute can I be for this person? How I can be this way? Like you talked about not noting about the dating experience, but the dating experience now for me, I know it might not be that for everybody else or anybody else in the dating world, but it's about, for me, it's about this growth and expansion, this idea of how can we help each other on the spiritual level or this emotional level. And it's very different because I, had some really amazing and kind of crazy conversations with people, because a lot of people are on the physical end of it, and they talk about that. And I think that was an old paradigm, like it had the end all and be all, had to be this physical attraction to each other and this physical connection with each other and all that. But in actuality, that should be the end result, not the beginning of this experience.
Absolutely.
That we're having. So if we talk about, and again, this is my perspective. So a lot of people out there going, no, BS, I need to be attracted. You know, of course, when you're spiritually attracted to someone or emotionally attracted to someone, to me, that's the connectivity right there.
They can be cute
and all that.
To be sexy as hell.
So be able, like you said, I need to be able to connect on this level of what do we have in common, what kind of conversations can we have, that type of thing. And those are the things that I think are important to me, and hopefully important to the other person. So to me, that's the connection. And we're here to really have this expansion and growth experience with each other, whether you're friends or intimate friends or your family, whoever.
Yeah.
It's that connectivity, because there's a lot of around this time of year, I think a lot of people think that they have to be with family because that's what's required and that's tradition.
Exactly.
And you can stick with that, sure. But are you going into it with a dread? With, like, I know people that go into it with a dread, and it's
so,
like,
many people,
wow,
oh my God,
you shouldn't.
They're freaked out now.
Yeah.
I'm feeling it. I can't stand being an empath sometimes. I'm like, oh, okay, I'm sad, I'm anxious, I'm happy. Like, please.
Right.
It's so much going on, but also to circle with what you're saying, I understand and agree with all of that. And because this is so base Sesame Street level for me, so this is like the two-parter. So we talked about putting your experience behind you. The other thing, and whether you're in relationship with somebody or not, this is irrelevant to that. But the other takeaway is that each of your experiences are standalones, and it's enough, because that keeps you present-minded. If I never see this person again, the benefit has been so beautiful, because it has been the match to catalyze energy that I didn't even know still existed within me. You know? So if I have a little spring in my step, a little bounce in my walk, and a little wave in my hair, thank you, because it actually has propelled me into a deeper, more profound expression of self-love. So
there you
I'm
go.
Not thinking, I'm not looking at the phone. Did he text? Did he text? Did he text? If anything, it's the opposite. Like,
right.
Oh snap, there's a text. That's cute. What he say? Oh, that's cute. And I'm, oh, what he say? Oh, that's cute. Oh,
right.
That's stupid. That's cute. Whatever. And I'm on to the next. Because there is never going to be anything needy about this girl ever again. There's no need to be needy. There's just no need to be needy. Yeah. And the fact that there is a brightness to my consciousness, that was sparked by being, it's like going, it's like a chemical, physical, scientific experiment. You know, and to me, this is all a social experiment. That's how I'm looking at this. Wow. Who knew? So I'm grateful. I'm grateful.
See, and that was your expansion. That's your
right.
growth. That's your expansion. Yeah. So Amish comedian says there is no need to be needy. No, there's not.
Nope.
Because when we come from that place, we become.
Oh,
I feel like we become
energy
suckers. Oh. Yeah, we become
energy
suckers.
Energy vampires.
Not
yeah, girl.
The energy vampires, because it's your need to have that validation from someone, that need
right.
That need to have something external of you tell you or to acknowledge you. And it's like, no, we must acknowledge ourselves from within. We must. It's like that. I don't know how to really push that point across the more. I feel like if you're listening to the show right now, you get it. You get it. You
of course.
Push.
You don't have to push anything.
It's nice.
Yeah,
it's lovely.
It
absolutely lovely. When people pay you compliments, and it's absolutely lovely when you've got someone who believes in you and says, "I know you can do this, and if you
right.
need my help, please let me know."
And
it's
nice for somebody to make a move on. It's nice to know.
Yeah.
It's not, girl.
Yeah.
Now I flirt with everybody because that's just I flirt with the kitchen table. That's fine, but because it's fun and it's sport. But to listen, let's just keep it real, girl. Because I see where this is going in terms of like the back and forth with the messaging, you know, and thank God I have a great brain. So it's like, I can give it right back and keep it, you know, whatever. I know this one's going to make the next time we see each other, he's going to make a move. I'll tell you that right now. Now, I know this is going to be difficult. I plan on not getting intimate with anybody for 2019. I know it's going to be a challenge. I'm kidding because the year's over. I'm going to stick by that goal. I'm not doing anything for 2019. Stay with me.
You've got to go. Hold strong. Hold strong.
Hold strong. It's a long year. So, yeah. The innocence is wonderful, but innocence can only last for. And I'm not talking about doing anything crazy, but and I'm incredibly open because I don't know, and it's not like I'm this sad old lady. I don't know if I'll ever experience that again. But guess what? I don't.
Well, here's the thing. You had it. You didn't have it in your brain that you wouldn't. You just said, I'm putting that aside for now because there's so many other things that you wanted to hold your attention. And knowing that about you, being able to physically hang out with you and talk to you and be in your space and also understand that all the stuff, the complexities that you had, not only as an entrepreneur, as a single mom, and everything else that you had going on in your life, it was one of those things. And I always tell my friends, too, the ones that especially who are looking, it's like, stop looking. Because that's exactly when they find you.
Stop looking. Oh, I was not looking.
What? What?
I wasn't looking for anything.
So I want to say, first of all,
stop looking is right.
Yeah. I can feel you smiling as you're talking. I can hear you laughing. And to me, your energy level has been raised vibrationally because you've used this as what I call a jumping off place.
Yes.
To say, you know what, I wasn't even thinking about that, but I acknowledge the fact that I still got it.
Well, you
and
roll.
I got it going on. But
I
know you and your little, your mommy chula.
Hello.
Hello, mommy chula.
So,
for those who've not met Liz, Liz and I went disco dancing on the pier in New York. Liz has her own little freelance that she does. She does a little Latin mama dance. You can't hold this woman back. She does her own thing.
My hips don't lie.
She is beautiful. Not only you are physically beautiful. You are emotionally beautiful. And the thing is that you don't self-deprecate at all, but you don't acknowledge, you have a confidence about you that moves you forward. And I know I've seen you vulnerable. I've seen you in places of oh my gosh, you know, I've got to sort this out kind of stuff. I've seen you in that, but you move quickly through it and you're like, okay, I make a decision. I'm going to stick to that. And I'm going to go. So, just acknowledging that you've raised your vibration. And like you said, if you never see him again, you've got that experience. And I think people don't understand that.
That's like
because
an IV
most
drip.
People would be
– I'm holding on to it.
Most people are like, when's he going to call? You know, when are we going to go out again? And so – right. But when you were in that space of saying, hey, I was just acknowledged for that energy within me, because it is the energy within each and single one of us that gets acknowledged when people communicate with us or smile at us or any of those things. So
ask us out on a date. I'm like,
on
what
the
hell?
Because,
I almost saw out of the car.
So
I almost fell out
in
the street. Like, what?
Yes. And so, and when it just comes at a time when it's like no expectation, absolutely open.
I'm open.
What's next? What's life bringing next? And like you said, you weren't even like dressed to run out for a second.
I look like
not,
grandma.
You know.
It's this whole
experience of people. It's about energy. Here we go again. We're all energy. Life is energy. This is about energy. And so what we put into it's so true. Like a lot of my clients. I just chuckle because a lot of them, we talk a little bit about energy because a lot of them are like, well, so-and-so's doing this, and that's my competition. Let's not talk about the competition, but let's talk about what you're putting into your business. So we talk about that, but I laugh because a lot of times I have clients who, you know, I do marketing for some small businesses, and I send out their emails, and I write their emails, I create their graphics, I do all this stuff for them, and I was like, okay, we're getting ready to send this out, this is what I'm going to say, and they have to approve it. And then they come back to me, and they go, we can send the email out, but I'm not going to do a special right now because I'm so busy. So the moment we set intention, and folks, this is important about anything, the moment you set intention for something, watch what happens because the universe will bring you what you need. And that's the important thing. I have one client. It's constantly like that. It never fails. And she always wants to send out, over the holidays and things like that, we're always sending out emails, you know. She has a specific group she works with, and she does pop-up stores and stuff. So we handle a lot of her visual stuff. And so it's like this time of year, she's always busy. She doesn't need to send out, but she'll do like a New Year's, you know, take 10% off or something like that. Order online now, take 10% off or whatever. And then it's like a lot of times she'll get orders. They don't even take the 10% because they don't even know, like they didn't get the email or they didn't see the blurb on social media or they didn't see anything. But the work will be there. And that's the funny part because the intention is there. Yeah. So that's so powerful to me. And then I had another client recently. I just did it this week. So this week, because this is a week to start, you know, everybody's got emails going out and things going out for the holidays and stuff. And I said, okay, 2020, whole new year, everybody, whole new. It's a 4 year, y'all. That means get it together. It's a 4 year. So it's 2020 is a 4 year. So we got to look at this thing, and I told my client, I said, okay, you have not raised your prices in a very long time. I said, I'm going to say this. Raise your prices across the board, $5, just $5.
Right.
$5, that's it. And I said, just do that. And I said, I will tell you, because she told me, she said, you know, things were a little tight this last time. We did our little event or whatever. I said, all right, we're raising the price. I said, just try it, you know, do this thing. So she and didn't even argue with me because before she'd argue like I can't do that and I was like, all right, let's do this. And so we raised them $5. Now we're gonna see this event's in January. It's a 2020. Here we go. And I bet you she's going to have the best event ever. And I'm so excited for her because
that's great.
This is her opening up and allowing the universe to bring her what she needs and allowing
exactly.
the universe to bring her the abundance, everything that she needs. And I think a lot of us, we get it caught. And I got that when I had my brick and mortar print shop. I can't raise my prices. My clients are going to go somewhere else. Well, you know what? The more I hung on to that, actually it got worse because my client called up and said, well, so-and-so down the street wants my business and they're willing to give it to me for this price and they're not charging me for this. And
right.
I either had to meet that or I had to say, okay,
better
I go. Because
right.
So at
right.
some point you have to say, I'm great, go there, do that,
right.
enjoy, you know, have fun. But what I found in the long run is people come back and say, well, they're not meeting deadlines,
they're not you.
Their product is terrible.
Right,
and it's
right.
like I can't help it because you get what you pay for.
Hello.
You know,
Hello.
So come on back. Yeah, come on back. But these are my prices and this is what happens. And so, you know, I was so blessed to have that. And even now it's kind of funny because people are like, all right, it has been a year and a half since I've been out of the printing, the actual physical printing. Now I've been brokering.
Oh, of course.
So
right.
people have called. I've done orders. I've done all kind
of
embroidery, screen
right,
printing,
right,
promotional items, any of that stuff. I do all that stuff. So I've been getting orders, but it's at the same time, a lot of my print clients, my contract clients are like, so it's been a year and a half. Are you thinking about coming back?
So they miss you. Because that's the standard.
Yeah, and I'm like, yeah, I mean, I'll probably do some creative, crafty kind of stuff, but I don't ever want to be in the commercial end of that again.
No, you have to live for yourself.
It's not my genius work, and I opening up my door as a law of attraction life coach and a small business consultant, I feel like getting more of that business for me is where I want to be, and I really want to teach these classes. I really want to help inspired or spiritual entrepreneurs take their gifts and move them and get them out into the world, and I think even more, I mean, I'm doing it now on a small scale. I want to upscale that. So,
well,
you know, working
happening.
With my coaches and my PR people. Yeah, I mean, it is happening, and that's the cool part. So I've been very blessed. I have a meeting today, a meeting online today with David Ricklin, who's with selfgrowth.com. If you guys haven't heard of it, it's a huge platform. You can go and put your information there as a coach and things like that. But he is looking for some people to sort of co-create with. So it may be a possibility that we're going to co-create with them. I'm going to keep my fingers crossed. I wasn't going to say anything, but it's like, I like some positive energy into that. Yeah, so I'll be talking to him.
Oh,
and,
good.
I'm getting my time. I'm on Central Time right now, so 4 o'clock Eastern, 3 o'clock Central. I'll be having a chat
with
him.
Well, we'll be holding some good thoughts for you.
Yeah, what I would really love to do is just have these amazing, what I call roundtable discussions around, I like to put off, when I go do workshops, I like to do, if we're not doing anything, if we're just communicating with each other, I like to put the chairs in a circle. So I like this idea of being able to sit, I love that. That is what inspires me. That kind of gets me. I love that. Like when we did the stuff in New York, when we first met, remember we did the Law of Attraction workshop and they did the meetup and it was great and I loved it. And that, it's like, I want to do that with groups of people and have them go out into the world and like just inspire other people. So that, you know, doing the spiritual humorist kind of thing, I love humor and I love to bring humor into stuff. So being able to make people laugh, especially at our stuff. I mean, we go through so much, whether it's, you know, loved ones passing, divorces, you know,
everything.
A divorce again, you know, whatever, everything, you know, falling in love, all the things that we do. And, you know, just being human, it's actually quite humorous when we think about how, I mean, you know, this time of year, I'm thinking about my kids. It's my very first kidless Christmas.
I saw that posting
year,
and I tugged at my heart.
Yeah, but it's not a sad. Right, I'm not sad about it because I know my kids are happy. I'm not gonna be a little pistol and be like, well, they're not with me. And,
no, but you're breathing through it because it's tender.
Yes, yes. Well, this week, yes, there we go. But this week, this year has been about shifting and moving things for me and
yes.
getting rid of the angst. And I had a lot of anger. I seriously
yeah.
had anger
well,
for
years. Well,
you were
hurt, honey, because you were so
and
hurt.
Yeah.
And rightly
so. I was
so.
Sad and I was angry. And I said, who am I to have conversations with people about living an inspired and motivated life when I'm over there just punching myself left and right?
No,
and I said,
no.
But I also want to be transparent about that and say it does take that going within. I mean,
it's
I'm that example of it is work. It
yeah,
is
and that's
work.
The whole point
and
of feeling everything, honoring it.
Yes.
It's like that kid,
yes.
that if they're a kidney stone, that food, whatever, and then putting it behind you. How could you
yeah.
teach classes and be an expert? How could I pick up messages from the other side without having done the work, meaning feel
correct.
And breathe through everything and put it in a beautiful place behind you so you can access it.
Right.
And it informs
right.
who you are because this, like, life is not a box of Lucky Charms with the unicorn marshmallows in it. Sorry. I wish it was.
Dang,
oh. Damn it, right? I wish it was.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's,
well,
and
here's
that's
the thing.
The point. Go ahead.
The very internal part of this, y'all, the very bigness of this is about sitting in meditation and understanding what this life is about.
Mm-hmm.
This life is about stuff. It's about moving through things, whether
that's
we
right.
make them huge or not huge.
Right.
There's always going to be
race.
the muck that happens, right? I'm not going to cuss on the show. So what happens is there's always something to move from, look at, you know, look at it and I'm one of those people that I don't tear it apart. I generally don't. I'm starting to ask questions though. Like,
good.
Why do people care about certain things? Why, you know, why is it that I can kind of let things roll off my back and other people can't, you know? And I'm looking at those things and it's like every single one of us is so unique and we have those unique abilities to ask questions, to smile, to have a great day or have a not great day. It's all about choice. And this life will always bring us the, you know, is what the ebb and flow, the yin and the yang, everything, opposite, constantly. This is what life is about, and we move through that in different ways. There isn't one person on this planet that I don't believe has not gone through something. You know, there's stuff. We just don't talk about it. A lot of us don't throw it out there on social media. We try, you know, my question has been, how do I help people that have been in my situation or are in my situation to move through that situation or those situations so that they are not hurting and they're not angry and they don't stay there?
Well,
so
but
again,
maybe
it's
the hurt
from,
and the anger, it's to show them the wisdom in all that.
Well,
so that
it
they,
is. When they
yeah.
choose that, and that's the goal, is to
well,
help
that's how
them choose
you facilitate that's a choice.
Right.
And then they
right.
take the inspired action to go through that because
right.
I say this all the time and then we'll wrap up, that those things serve a great purpose. They will just keep you so that you don't write that book or you don't really look at
correct.
Yourself. Or it's very functional.
Right.
It's very functional.
Yeah.
So you can be any place on the spectrum. That's completely an independent choice. But all of it is very purposeful. And I always say it's not all good, but it's all useful. It is. So,
amen, sister. Amen.
Yes, amen, girl. And what a fortuitous opportunity to do the show on Christmas Eve. So for those of you around the planet that celebrate it, enjoy your holiday. Those that don't, enjoy your life every day because that's what we're here for. And we will, yeah, and happy holidays to everybody. So if you need to get a hold of us, you can email loablend@gmail.com. And we are scheduled to be back on the air this coming Thursday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. And as always, love yourself fiercely. Let the light do the work. And to brighter days ahead. Happy holidays. Love you guys. Take care. Love you, Anna.
Love you, too. Thank you. They love you, too. Thanks, everyone,
bye.
For listening to Universal Energy Radio. Have an amazing day. Talk to you soon. Love, love.